reading from the first book of Samuel. The Lord said to Samuel, "Fill your horn with oil and be on your way. I'm sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem, for I have chosen my king from among his sons." As Jesse and his sons came to the sacrifice, Samuel looked at Eliab and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointed is here before him." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not judge from his appearance or from his lofty stature, because I have rejected him. Not as a man sees does God see. Because man sees the appearance, but the Lord looks into the heart." In the same way, Jesse presented seven sons before Samuel. But Samuel said to Jesse, "The Lord has not chosen any one of these." Then Samuel asked Jesse, "Are these all the sons you have?" Jesse replied, "There is still the youngest who is tending the sheep." Samuel said to Jesse, "Send for him. We will not begin this sacrificial banquet until he arrives here." Jesse sent and had the young man brought before them. He was ruddy, a youth handsome to behold, and marking a splendid appearance. The Lord said, "There, anoint him, for this is the one." Then Samuel, with a horn of oil in his hand, anointed David in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord rushed to David. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
My cup overflows. The Lord
I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall
Brothers and sisters, you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for light produces every kind of goodness and righteousness and truth. Try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the fruitless work of darkness. Rather, expose them. For it is shameful even to mention the things done by them in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible. For everything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.